You're listening to the audio production of Spark by Evan Angler, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Jeff Stewart. This one is for Allie, who saw the tinctures first. A note from the author. Dear reader, the world is big, and every story has many sides. This book you have found is the fourth in our ongoing chronicles of the Dusk's Great Defiance. You've already read about Logan Langley and his Markless friends, Daniel Peck, Haley, Dane, Blake, Joanne, Meg, Rusty, Tyler, Eddie. You've read about Erin Arbitor, too, as she at first worked with Logan to thwart Peck and his gang, and as she then worked against Logan once he went Markless himself on his 13th birthday. You've watched Logan travel from New Chicago in Middle America all the way to Beacon on the East Coast in search of his older sister, Lily, who disappeared when Logan was 8. You saw him find the top secret prison where Lily was held, saw him break in, and then saw Lily betray him. You saw the dust start a Markless revolution across America with the first signs of hope for a better future. But when a new threat emerged, the bioweapon Project Trumpet, and when Erin began showing the first signs of illness, you saw her and Logan and Peck and Haley journey out west to the lawless city of Sierra, desperate to find the project's engineer and determined to find its cure. During this time, you watched the American Union, led by General Lampson, and the European Union, led by Chancellor Silas, become the Global Union. And you read on in horror as, with the help of Logan's sister, Lily, Silas unleashed Trumpet across America, killed General Lampson, and became Supreme Chancellor once and for all. Overwhelmed in the face of this, Daniel Peck, leader of the Dust, left before the worst of it could hit, because something or someone bigger than him was calling him away, and because he couldn't stand to lose the battle at hand. Well, that battle was lost. Erin did eventually cure herself of Trumpet, along with the rest of the American state, with the treatment she discovered out in Sierra. And she did make it back to the Dust. But there was no real victory there. Silas had already taken credit for Trumpet's cure, was already beloved by the country he had just destroyed, and had already captured Logan and sentenced him to a traitor's death. Of course, readers, we alone know that Logan is not dead. In a brief and rare moment of pity, Logan's sister Lily.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?